You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. And this is Espresso Jambalaya.
Is that your new thing now?
Yeah, I'm just going to mess up the intro every time. I'm James, by the way.
And I'm Kevin. And
are my levels coming in fine? Because it just sounds like water to me.
Yeah, no, you sound perfect.
Fix it again later.
I can turn it up. I mean...
No, I mean, it's like already piercing my eardrums, but we're fine.
Okay. So it is Rivalry Week, which, as we know, is my favorite week.
You do get very
I just enjoy... I mean, of the distinguishing things that we have going for us, that is one of them.
Hmm.
The longest-running college rivalry.
I
can turn it down.
No, it's fine. It's not like... It's not loud. It's just like... You can hear it later, but it's not good.
We can try this guy later. We'll see.
We're already late to start, so we should just
anywho,
just go for it.
As an anecdote to start us off,
can we bring up a coffee table, by the way, just for the swap?
Yeah, go ahead. So in the spirit of Rivalry Week, I was walking from Kirby to Skillman, from my dorm to the library, and there was a camera. I don't know if I told you this, but there was a camera crew. And they're like, I have my headphones in, so I'm kind of drowning them out. But they stopped me, like, hey, could you want to give us an interview? And I'm like, yeah, sure. So I stop, and they start asking me, like, oh, we're doing a quick interview, kind of gauging student involvement, and how students react to respond to the rivalry. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. I don't know anything about sports or anything. I was like, just to preface it, I don't know anything about anything. They're like, no, we just want, how it affects the community life. I'm like, yeah, sure. So they asked me a basic question, what's your favorite part about Lafley High? And I gave them like a soundbite answer, I'm like, oh, I love the, brings the community together and blah, blah, blah.
As opposed to, I could be drunk at 9:30 in the morning.
Yeah. So something that they can put on that they can cut a soundbite out of and put on an interview. So just to make their lives easier.
Mm.
And then they ask me, one of the crowning achievements this year, one of our star players, defensive, Calvin Harris. How do you think he's going to perform for the game?
Mm.
And I was about to answer, and I was going to be fairly honest. I was going to say, I don't know what you're talking about. And then I realized Calvin Harris is an EDM artist.
That's what that's immediately what I thought of.
Are you pulling a Fallon? Are you doing Lie Witness News? Mm. And then they're like, you got me. They were from Lehigh, and they were doing Lie Witness News of Loft Kids. And I came back from the library after that, so I walked in, printed something, walked out, and I see this kid giving full answers to these questions. And I don't know where to find it, but I'd love to see it, because that doesn't even necessarily piss me off. I think that's hysterical.
Hmm.
I was for a second considering just going with it, just to that would have been funny if I went really in depth and was like, oh, Calvin Harris, let me tell you, I'm really a big fan of this guy, and they just went on and on and on for like 2 minutes. They would have loved it, and I would have been in on the joke, but it would have been funny.
Would you have told them afterwards?
Because
they could just cut that part out also.
I probably would have told them afwards and said they could keep it.
You don't want a situation where they, cut out satin bites and it's like, I think Lafayette sucks. Like, what I mean?
Uh-huh. Yeah, and it's just a guy moving his mouth and it's not synced up. Lafayette is a terrible school. but yeah, I thought that was pretty funny.
That's cool. I didn't know you could do that. Political slander.
Yeah. I was wondering. They were there for a while too. I was wondering,
Like, do they have class
just
or
filming?
That's probably for a class or something.
Oh, yeah, it could be.
Like a journalism class or something like that.
Maybe.
That would be really cool. I'd like to do something like that.
Although I could, I don't really know. I don't know where else you'd put that. I don't know where you'd put that sort of material. But I'm just so tired, which is a shame because I love to play some adrenaline.
Oh,
music.
I have some pump up music.
But, yeah, all right. You
want to do like party?
I don't know
pump
because
do
last time we
pump
put
pump
it in your up. Hands, you played. I think you played Stacy's Mom last year.
I did, and it was great.
That's not a pump up song.
Are you kidding?
Stacy's Mom.
If that
what, who does like the push up Rocky montage? To
oh no,
Stacy's
I'm not.
Mom?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying just something that gets you amped. You want to dance? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but there's a two totally different things though.
Well, I didn't know what you were looking for. When I hear pump up, I hear just like upbeat, you know?
No. So there's like pump up like if you're going out.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's pump up if you're, you know, going to war.
Yeah, if you're looking to bite into a steak raw. And I get you.
I had a thing.
I have some really gross like the name of the song is called it's Sledgehammer.
Sledgehammer by Peter Gabriel?
No, by Savant.
Oh, okay.
Savant is a
there's so many songs named Sledgehammer. If you go on YouTube, it's kind of annoying because Peter Gabriel's the OG, and you have to sift through like 40 songs by Demi Lovato called Sledgehammer.
Ooh, it's by an artist that I used to listen to a lot in high school. His name is Savant, and he has some form of autism. I think it's like Asperger's. Or something.
Oh, he's
like that.
Actually a savant.
Yeah, he's actually a savant, and he's made like 10,000 songs.
What kind of music is it?
It's all electronic. Like I think his most popular stuff is like drum and bass, like dubstep kind of stuff.
Huh.
I don't listen to him anymore because I don't like. I've grown out of that music. You know,
right.
I only listen to folk and shoegaze now.
Right. Shoegaze,
and then
classic.
Yeah, thank you. No one understands me.
Did we? I think we talked about this.
We talked
last
a lot.
Year.
We talked extensively about shoegaze last year.
God, it's so funny. Never. I've still yet to find the right circumstance to listen to shoegaze. I've tried.
I don't even know.
I've
who
tried
I would
coffee
look for.
Shop. I've tried being at a concert with shoegaze music. That doesn't work. I've tried seduction. Horrible for seduction.
Whoa.
it's just.
I feel like it's more of like a Starry Night kind of. You know?
Yeah. Or if you get your hands on some LSD, maybe. But otherwise, it does not fit anything.
We don't advocate drugs.
I'm no, but I'm saying you would have to be in another realm of existence for that music to be appropriate. It doesn't work in reality.
Maybe a sun is exploding several galaxies away.
Yeah, something like like a montage of like the biological processes of life. Something really trippy. It just doesn't work with
normal human interaction. Yeah,
from on a day to day basis, you can't listen to it. And just as a preface,
well, I'm glad I'm just boring you to death right now.
Just as a preface, there's gonna be a lot of
why'd you do that?
Got him.
You know what I was wondering the other day?
What?
So it's been cold, right? It's been real cold.
It's been cold.
How chapped do you think the people's lips were in the Ice Age? Right.
Well, I imagine they had...
How horrific must that have been? I mean, I'm sure they had other things to worry about, like getting food and surviving.
Yeah, like keeping their legs and all their limbs
and their
attached
extremities.
To their body.
Yeah. and wildebeests.
Progenitor of...
Wow.
Of, like, the modern metrosexual was the guy who, in the midst of...
Worried about his chapped lips during the Ice Age? I can see
of
that. I can see that.
His friends are losing arms. There's like a blue whale the size of the Titanic is like consuming a small Icelandic island. And he's like, I could really use some chapstick.
Right. It's like the imminent doom is like right behind him. He's like, oh,
my lips
are
so chapped.
Seriously, though. It's like... I'm cracking right
it
now.
It is. Yeah, I was actually talking to Danny before we were here about that. And I resign myself to just my lips just being like this. For the
I know
next,
I can't because you know, I don't have any chapstick.
Hate the feeling of chapstick. I really do. I
feel
like
I just lick it all off as soon as I put it on my lips.
Uh-huh. I don't like it. Just it's uncomfortable.
Yeah,
I'd rather just have.
I'd rather just have no lips. You know.
Yeah, Danny's. he would probably hate me if I said this on air, but. Actually, not really, because I was sort of... It was me who was being the jerk, but he goes, you know, it's just... He's talking about chapped lips. He's like, have your lips been chapped for the past week? I'm like, yeah, you know, we're transitioning to the dead of fall, like winter.
Yeah.
And he's like, have your lips been chapped? I'm like, yeah. He's like, yeah, it's definitely, you know, it's just like not like kissing season for me. And I just looked at him, and I was like, Danny. And I didn't even say anything. I just smiled. And he goes, oh, what? Is it never kissing season for me? Oh, is that what you're trying to say?
That's such a dang thing to do. I can definitely see that.
Yeah, it was funny. It was funny because I didn't even have to say the punchline. Mm. I just smirked at him. He was like, shut up. He put all the pieces together himself. So events this week, just as if anyone's listening and cares, because I noticed myself missing out. I like to go to talks now.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on for Rivalry Week. And
always find myself, I really want to go to talks, and I miss out because there's so many. There's one on the Rivalry History on Wednesday from 12:15 to 1:15. That could be interesting. Just sort of like the underground history, because there's a lot of text on it. You know, a lot of stuff people don't know that's just not published.
I never knew that.
There's also, Smash the Car, I think, was supposed to be today.
Today? Yeah, the weather's not great for that. Hopefully. Did you ever do that? I was interested in getting my frustrations out in some, physical means.
You know what I am mad that I missed out on signing up on? Because it's one of those things that I would feel awkward doing, but I would absolutely enjoy it once I did it.
What was that?
They're doing like an escape the room.
I've always wanted to do one. They have a complex. They have a facility in a shopping mall near me.
Mm. Yeah, I have one of those too.
They turned a giant shoe store into an escape the room facility.
Yep.
I've always wanted to do it with my parents, but my brother gets really frustrated at things, right? And my parents would, I don't know. I think my dad would be into it. I'm not sure about my mom. My mom's one of those people who,
bring my mother into an escape the room.
She won't get something, and then she will continue to not understand it, if that makes sense. Mm. So like, I'll be doing a crossword puzzle and I'll ask her for help, and she would just give, and mom, sorry if you're listening, she'll just give the worst answers ever.
Uh-huh.
It's horrific.
And not pursue it anymore, just kind of give you a perfunctory answer.
Pretty much that. And she doesn't understand, like...
Let's just rip on your mom for an hour.
Yeah, sure. All right. Well, it all started when I was born. And
That was her first mistake.
she just doesn't get, like sarcasm and stuff like that either, you know? Or like, wordplay, if that makes sense.
Right. I would never bring my mother into an escape the room, because she's a micromanager.
Oh, okay.
You know? I could just see her turning it from a game into an actual life or death project. Because that's the sort of person she is. She just makes, I could be putting on my pants and it becomes a three-step plan with, all right, at 12:05, you'll get your pants. At 12:07, they will be on. Anything that, any decision whatsoever is a plan for her. So if I brought her into an escape the room where the whole thing is developing a plan, she would,
I think she would thrive at
least. She would be in her prime, and I would be incredibly annoyed for about an hour.
That's fair.
So it would just be her organizing and everyone else just sitting there looking at their watches. At the one near me, actually, I'd heard this from a friend. I'm not sure if it's true, but too many people were going drunk on Friday nights to escape the room.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So they started taking BACs. I find that hysterical.
I've seen some...
Because their success rate was almost zero.
Yeah, almost zero is pretty interesting, though.
Yeah, right? There was one guy who downed a bottle of Jameson and was like...
Like, by himself. He's like, don't worry. He, stumbles out of the room 45 minutes later.
Yeah, like, wow.
Turns out he just busted through one of the walls.
Yeah, he just enters the room and then just punches a hole through the drywall and just crawls out.
I did it.
But there's that, and that got filled up real quick. It's all the slots they're all gone. I'm sure they went like that. I was considering today. I'm like, maybe I'll do that, but you gotta do it like as
you gotta
soon
do it really
it
far in
out.
Advance, and it's kind of hard to carve out an hour and a half.
Right.
Especially on Mondays. My schedule Monday, it's class, and then I have an hour, and then this, and then I have a meeting, and then dinner, and then I have another meeting, and then it's just
this throws a wrench in, and I just. The way I like divvy up my work is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday is always the heaviest.
Yeah, that's
so
fair.
Monday plus this and I go right from here and then I get dinner and then I go back and do another 2 hours of work.
Yeah, Monday,
Thursday
are really my nightmare
days. It's like 9 to 12, 12 to 3:45, this to 5, and then 5 to whatever.
Yeah, I feel that. Yeah, Monday, Thursday are horrific for me because I have class at 4 o'clock on Thursday. Awful. Speaking of class, did you get into everything you were looking to get into?
Yeah, no
class
problems. I mean, the seniority aspect helps.
What are you doing? What are you taking? Enlighten me.
I am, because I'm sure the guy in, this guy in Romania, I'm sure has a good profile of what we do now. I government seminar. okay. And two English courses, and then something on Congress.
I want to know the names, though. I want anything particularly interesting, because I'm just taking garbage next year.
Milton. I think it's not interesting, but it's funny that it's my last name. So I'm hoping.
Seriously, that's
I'm hoping they treat me like a god. No, like John Milton.
Oh, like Paradise Lost. Okay. Yes, yeah. Very cool.
So I really just took it because I hope I can sell the fact that I'm a distant heir and maybe get some brownie points with the professor.
I don't think that's how that works.
But I think I could. It's totally. It would also be completely untrue because if they trace my bloodline back about two generations, they'll see my name was Milichowskis.
Milichowskis. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't have any issues this year. And, you know, it's funny. I think the anxiety comes from the fact that all these yawns.
Yeah, you're just killing me over
I'm
here.
Sorry about that. I can't. I didn't have coffee either today. So on top of a poor sleep, I didn't have a punch in the face this morning.
I mean, like, you don't need caffeine to, you know, give you that boost. I take prescription drugs for that.
Oh, yeah. True.
We don't advocate the use of drugs again.
We're going to just, we should just hire a guy to just, when we have off-color jokes, to just... By the way, they don't actually. speaking of, I got an externship.
Ooh.
Which will be nice. But the thing is, they don't tell you... You sign up for 5. They don't tell you if you get one. They don't tell you what it is until you go to one of the meetings.
Wow. That's pretty interesting.
It's a good, like, carrot and stick thing. Like, if they want you to go to an orientation meeting, you won't find out what you're doing until you go.
Yeah. All right, that makes sense.
But the funny thing is, I was thinking about this today. I signed up for one was a headhunting firm in New York.
Okay.
The second from the bottom. So if I don't get the first one, this one would be shadowing the legal advisor to the chairman of the FCC for 2 days.
Oh, okay. That'd be interesting.
Which is a great, position all around because I love broadcast and I'm interested in law. But the thing I was thinking of is, I was like, oh, I wonder if that's what I got. I wonder if I'd mentioned if I had a radio show.
And then
I thought that, and then I went like around lunchtime, I put on a radio show, and like 10 minutes in, I'm like, I'll probably keep it myself.
Not very kosher, yeah.
No, it's fine. It's just, it's not even that. The show's great. It's that, you know, because we're...
The show is great.
Great. But I don't know what... exactly FCC standards are like.
Yeah.
I was overanalyzing everything, and I'm wondering, you know, where are what are our shortcomings? He's gonna like listen to it and just be appalled.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Wow, this is terrible. This is a sin.
Grossly out of line. Yeah.
Yeah. and then I get the entire studio in trouble, and I come back and I
just shut down.
I come back with like a $10,000 fine.
There you go. Speaking of things we usually talk about, my professor handed out Karl Marx pins today.
Why?
In class. It's so she said that our writing has been getting better, right? Mm-hmm. We do daily blog posts, or at least Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and in one of our readings we read Mouse is the Gift, right?
Oh, yeah.
And it's about reciprocity and the idea that if you give someone a gift, there's this kind of air of reciprocity that you have to reciprocate, you have to accept the gift, and it's like a social contract, right?
I think, is that like an anthropological text?
It is, yes.
Yeah, I think I might have read that.
It's really good. And she said, since you guys are giving me better writing because of the gift, or she considers it a gift, right? So she gave us pins with marks on them as her gift. And then she says, and in Mouse's definition, you guys have to take this because I'm reciprocating to you. Have fun. Like, all right.
Marks pins.
I'll show you during the break.
If I came back from from class, from like, if I go back at like for winter break, and I'm like, Mom, look what I got from Dad, look what I got, class father, I'd be like, my God, well, you're not going back next semester.
I got my liberal arts college.
Yeah, I got a Marx pin and a copy of the manifesto,
and a semi-automatic.
All right, we're coming up to 9.
That was probably not kosher at all, actually.
What? No. In the Marxist context, for the revolution, it's totally different.
Wait, how about pitchforks instead?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, pitchforks and torches are actually more Marxist working class revolution, in my mind, anyway. All right, so we are at 20 minutes right now. We're going to throw on some tunes on your behalf. What do you want to play?
Are we playing Pump Up, or what are we doing?
Yep. Yeah. You don't have to. I don't have to put you on the spot. I got something lined up.
If you want to go first, I'll go afterwards.
All right, that's fine. Because I, as you know, or as I think some people know, I have entire playlist, my biggest playlist.
Oh, yeah, the Superman one, right?
It's just superhero music.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's public, because for some reason, nothing is public. All right, let's see here. I definitely have some new ones.
Yeah, I'm not going to have any immediately. I might play some oldies, like some Queen or something.
All right, yeah, that's fine. I think I had this in mind yesterday as I was driving back from my house. I played it, and it seemed like such a good song. Oh.
All right, well, to fill up the dead space that Kevin's been giving us, I'm still deaf to, you know, whatever's going on right now.
All right, so then you're not complicit when I play this. All right, here we have Don't Bring Me Down by ELO, Electric Light Orchestra. The Emoji Movie made this a travesty, but if you can just detach that from itself and just listen to it on its own, it's still an amazing song. So Don't Bring Me Down, ELO. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Stay tuned. We love you.
Thinking that I'm wasting my time. Don't bring me down. a good time, having a good time.
I'm a shooting star leaping through the sky like a tiger, defying the laws of gravity. I'm a racing car passing by like Lady Godiva. I'm gonna go, 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 there's no stopping me. I'm burning through the sky, 200 degrees, just while they call me Mr. Fahrenheit. I'm traveling at the speed of light. I wanna make a supersonic man out of you. Don't stop me now, I'm having such a good time, I'm having a ball.
Welcome back. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania, and you're still with Mocha Gumbo, and I'm Kevin.
And I'm James.
And we were just talking about something we forgot to mention, that I forgot to mention. James almost died.
I did.
When was that? When did this happen?
Saturday night, yep.
For Pi-Fi
Dance Marathon.
Now, tell it from... Now, I've seen the video, and I'm sure it's out there on the internet for the curious. You dove into From what I saw, you jumped in the air, and you were caught, but you overdid your flip and almost snapped your neck wasn't for the amazing save of your brother.
So here's what actually happened. So we have a choreographed routine for Dance Marathon, right?
Mm-hmm.
And our last song for the routine was Time of My Life. From the end of the movie. Wow, I'm blanking. You know what it is, right? It's
I really don't remember.
Dirty Dancing.
Oh yeah.
So we did a little dance beforehand, and when it picks up at the end, the male lead lifts the female lead up, and he's holding her, and she's completely horizontal, and she has her arms out. Now in practice, we practiced for 4 hours that day.
Hmm.
I hit it every single time. I can't get my arms out because it's just too much logistically, right? But we could get it to a lift where I would go up, I would grab his wrists, and he lifted me up, and I was almost 180 degrees horizontal,
uh-huh.
Right? Which takes an insane amount of core strength.
Do you mean vertical?
No. 180 degrees is this.
So you were just... Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, vertical would be really impressive.
No, that would have been insane. But so in the actual marathon... I went into it too quickly. And usually what happens is I would get up vertical and then like lean to go horizontal by shifting my weight in my feet, mm-hmm. and then just holding myself with my core, right?
Right.
But since we had been doing it for 4 hours and I was just tired, right? My core was just killing me. So I got up there. I started to lift my legs up before I got up completely.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just lost control and I tipped. I basically just like, I went.
And then, now, I thought it would be, it looked fairly smooth, I'm not going to lie. I mean, yeah. It didn't go as planned, but it did look.
No, but the lift up until I started teetering, it was very smooth, I think.
Mm. Yeah, but even the save, when you came back down,
oh, yeah.
I mean, you almost, but it looked like.
I almost ate it, yeah.
It really saved it. It didn't look that terrible. I didn't see any of the other dance routines. I actually told Julian just to skip to the part where, quote, you almost die.
Who did you hear that from, if not Julian? Or did he tell you that?
He was in my room. Okay. I was like, oh, did you hear James almost
die? When is
died?
He not? He's been going over to your guys' there. Room a
he
lot.
Just sits. Did I tell you that? Sometimes he just sits in there?
Yeah. I could see that. He's like, oh, I'm going to go do work. And I'm like, Julian, you don't do work.
Yeah, he knocked on my door. So he knocks on my door, and I just ignore it to see what'll happen.
Mm.
I don't know if I mentioned this.
Does he scratch at the door like a dog?
Yeah, just... I'm like, Julian...
I could see that.
No, but he knocks on the door, and I'm thinking, I wonder what'll happen if I don't answer. So I didn't answer for like 10 minutes, and I don't hear the door. So I have my room connected to the suite, mm-hmm. so I listen for the outside door to open up so I know he's leaving.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't. So I'm just sitting there for 10 minutes. I'm like, what is he doing? And I walk out. He's just on his laptop in my room with nobody else there. He's assuming nobody else is there, just in the dark.
Oh,
I'm like, Julian, what are you doing?
That's so funny.
He's like, oh, it's like, I don't know, I just hang out here. I'm like, how often do you hang out here? I'm wondering if he just comes into my room at like 3 in the morning and just watches me sleep.
He left at least 3 different times from the Delt area to go to your room.
When?
Yesterday.
Yesterday?
He left at least 3 different times.
Well, to be fair, I got home a little later yesterday.
Oh, yeah, true, because you were out.
That's funny. I don't necessarily mind. I mean, we were roommates all last year, so I'd really just find it funny. I'm also, I just realized I was coming a little loud, so let me test that. So I don't want to cut to this too early, but I'm kind of really anxious to hear what it is. What is your proposed word of the day? We're not randomly generating this, right. By the way. This is something we discussed prior. I told them not to tell me, so I don't know what you're going for.
So the word of the day, as requested by Stephen Catlett, our president-elect and current resident advisor for Delt, is egress.
Egress.
He loves that word.
Does that mean to leave?
Well, egress is, I believe, any range of motion. We could actually look it up.
Now, but you know what's funny? This is really odd. I'm actually going to go ahead and do one of these to my email.
Really?
Yes, because my RA use this in an email. I distinctly remember this on August 28th.
So you would use it as if, like, if there was a backpack in your way and you were trying to move, it's preventing your egress, right? Your advance of movement.
Right, so it really is just the action of leaving.
Yeah.
Right. So it's just an obnoxious way to say exit.
Exactly. It's one of those words that he likes to use in order to make himself look more smart. Steve, I'm going to play this in the comment room for you later. So that you know we're just roasting you.
So yeah, there's no like subtle.
Yeah, no, this is direct call out.
I am actually.
No, this is active aggression right now.
No. It's got a bit of a ring to it.
It does.
I mean, I would use it like that's the difference. I mean, synonym. They all mean the same thing, but they have either different connotations or they just sound prettier. I could use this. Seems more like a black tie highball affair word.
Egress is a. It's interesting.
It's one of those words that, you know, there's a couple of words that are on the higher end of the word spectrum, like top shelf words.
Yeah, yeah.
That you can kind of get away with, like
ineffable?
Not ineffable. It sort of over time it just becomes one of those like catch all phrases.
Inefficacy?
No. Although keep going.
egress is one of those words you learn in your late high school years or your early college years.
Right.
And you just say it all the time. Uh-huh. It's one of those, you know what I mean? Like one of those, everyone has a few words that they just pull out of their pocket to make themselves look smarter.
Yeah,
right?
And some of them you can get away with. But I think right now, if I started sneaking egress into my
I think people would be,
stop me and be like, cut the bull, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's, don't try to do that.
I don't want to see you spicing up your vocab.
Yeah, like, that's too spicy. And I'm...
That's too spicy.
There are words that you can do.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, and people won't call you on them. It depends, though. If you establish a certain amount of pretension in your, like, me, like, that's all I am. Like, that's the guy I want to be.
Yeah, so you are the type of person I would expect to say egress.
Right, and like I could get away with it. Yeah, it depends on the character. Yeah. Like, if it's, depending on who the person is, like, if they use monosyllabic words most of the time.
Yeah, or grunts.
And then every, like, all of a sudden, they're like, yeah, what's going on? You know, he told me to egress, and, excuse me?
Yeah, what? Can you repeat that?
Shut up. he told you to leave. That's what he told you to do. I like that. Now that we've talked about it, I've always wanted to see if you can just make a word happen.
Oh, like fetch.
Well, not even that, because that's
I'm kidding, I'm kidding.
Very topical and
Mingo, so quirky. Guys, you guys know the movie Mingos? It is, for all intents and purposes, a great movie.
Yeah, but it really...
Also, for all intents and purposes, doesn't actually mean anything.
Yeah,
it's just a fancy. That's one of those things. It's just a fancy way to say. What does it even mean?
Exactly.
Well, I know what it means, but I can't say it
exactly
without saying it.
Without saying for all intents
and purposes,
meaning pertaining to any intent and any purpose. So like, but the thing is, it's like in any case, or for all cases.
It
literally means for any intention and any purpose, which is anything. So oranges are, for all intents and purposes, no matter what your intent or your purpose.
A fruit. Yeah.
A fruit.
Yeah.
So it is one of those filler words that doesn't mean anything.
I know, but it's so... Yeah, I guess it is a filler word.
Filler phrase, whatever.
I like it. It is spicy to the conversation, though.
For all intents and purposes,
it's so redundant.
I think it's sort of the meter of it. It sort of has a rhythm to it. Mm-hmm. For all intents and purposes,
not only is it redundant, it's meaningless.
Yeah. Shut up. I saw a tweet. It's one of my favorite tweets. I was going through my own timeline because I go back and read my tweets when I'm feeling
I'm
down.
Sure you do.
Because I'm really funny. Sure, if you don't follow me on Twitter, follow me on Twitter. I'm hysterical. But
is that your handle? At I'm hysterical?
Yeah. Right. At the masked Milton.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Jesus God.
That was from freshman year of high school. I just never changed it.
Yeah, sure.
by freshman year of high school, I mean college.
and by freshman year of college, I mean a week ago.
But I was going through, and I retweeted something, and it makes me laugh every time I see it. It was, this dictionary, this thesaurus isn't just terrible, it's also terrible.
Yeah, I was thinking of that joke, actually.
I've never heard that one before. I found it really funny.
One of my favorite jokes about dictionaries is, I was reading a dictionary earlier, or I purchased a dictionary, right?
Huh.
And I flipped to a random page. I couldn't find... It didn't have Apple. It didn't have Armistice. It didn't have, like, a crew, right? And then I flipped to the back of it, and it didn't have Zebra. It didn't have Zimbabwe. It didn't have Zilch, right? It just went from bad to worse.
Nice.
Yeah, sorry. I butchered that joke. Just like, you witnessed it, or I guess to a murder on live radio. But.
Here's the thing. You, with a joke that's really bad, because that joke was terrible.
No, it's horrific, yeah.
You have to overdo it with the delivery.
All right, can we cut that out and I can try again?
Yeah. Just want me to hit that red button three times.
From bad to worse!
yeah, it's like one of those. What else did I come? I came across another thing on Twitter, and I mentally marked these down throughout the week so I can bring them up.
How funny you are? Whoa, that was.
Well, not how funny other
that was
people
loud.
Are. That's what Twitter is. Twitter is both an ego project. Did we talk about this on air, or was this somewhere else?
I don't even think we talked about this at all.
How much Instagram sucks and should not exist, and we should burn it to the ground?
It gives me validity, so I like it.
Okay, well, so you're on the other side of the fence. I don't. Here's my problem. I was trying to think of
your problem is you're not getting enough likes, and
I don't use it. I've never used it.
Kevin, just buy into it. Drink the Kool-Aid.
I'm not doing it.
It's fine. We're all...
Did I tell you I... Did we talk about that too? I just discovered what the Jamestown Massacre is like a week ago.
Really? You didn't know about that?
Nope. I was blown away how I had never heard about that.
That's where the phrase comes from.
Right. I can't believe that just... Maybe I'd heard of it in passing, like through allusion, but I'd never actually heard of it. Like,
I've actually referenced the Jamestown Massacre multiple times this semester.
Yeah.
It's mostly as a party theme.
Is it Jamestown or Jamesport?
Jamestown.
Jamestown.
Well, my party theme for the Jamestown Massacre is that you just make the punch really strong and then everyone passes out, which is a bad idea.
Which is a joke. Everyone.
Yeah. I would never actually do that.
Oh, jeez. I lost it again. What was I going to say? Oh, this is the worst.
Wow, that sounds really bad out of context. Maybe I hit that red button a few times.
That's twice.
These last five minutes.
We need more seconds of delay on this show. Don't show this
to the FCC.
yeah. The legal advisor.
God.
Jeez. I just had it. What were we talking about, Rick, before that?
Egress?
Oh, that was Twitter. Way back. Twitter. I was trying to think of what is the biggest ego project website of all. And I think Twitter, there's communication, right? I mean, there's barely back and forth, but there's more. Facebook is the least, I think. And hear me out. It's because Facebook relies, I think, the most on dialogue.
Facebook is just a vacuum for opinion.
Yeah, but at least there's dialogue. So it's not... All the reason I hate Instagram is it's completely one-sided. Likes are transactional. You only like someone's photo because you're like, come on, give me that, stroke my ego. You know, it's like a quid pro quo arrangement. Twitter has a little dialogue. Facebook has the most. Twitter has a little bit.
Okay.
Retweeting is a thing, so it's not strictly all about you.
Mm.
I mean, you can share other people's stuff. That's how it works. So actually Twitter and Facebook are a toss up, but Instagram is only you.
Yeah.
There's no real sharing. It's mostly about you.
This is what I've done. Look at it.
Right.
Yeah, that's fair.
And it turns into some of these, and don't get me started on like Finstas, which are just the worst thing ever.
I think those are like hilarious.
Yeah, but sometimes they're just trashy and I hate them.
Yeah, that's valid.
But, like, that's all it is. It's just, look at me.
It's an outlet for, it really is an outlet for attention. And, like, I buy into it. Honestly, I like it.
I get it. And all I'm saying is these are all different degrees of narcissism.
Yeah.
But I think Instagram is probably the worst.
No, that's absolutely valid.
You know? All right, so we're at 4:51. I wanted to play us out with some tunes instead of playing us out
first,
with us.
Do you
want to
go first?
Or... Well, seeing as how I'm doing coffee table, why don't you throw something on?
Sure. All right. So this is a personal favorite of mine, and I'm sure it's a personal favorite of everyone's once Guardians 1 came out and it became revitalized. This song is Hooked on a Feeling by Blue Suede.
Hooked on a Feeling by Blue Suede and something else after that. Not sure what it is. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. Another
when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. All the good love, when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl, yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. I'm hooked on a feeling.
A little more action, please. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less bark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart, and baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Baby, close your eyes and listen to the music. Dig to the summer breeze. It's a groovy night and I can show you how to use it. Then come along with me and put your mind at ease. Hey! Less conversation, a little more action, please. This aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less spark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart, and baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Come on, baby, I'm tired of talking. Grab your coat and let's start walking. Come on, come on.
Come on, come on.
Come on, come on.
Come on, come on.
Welcome back to Mocha Gumbo. We're coming up to the top of the hour. Well, we really sounded for a second like a real soft coffee.
It was nice. I like that. Thing for,
it'd be nice if I could relax more and do that, but we can't. So this week, just to recount, to recap, because recount doesn't make sense. So we talked about, we got that history thing on Wednesday. You got, the casino night. I just like throwing out all the names in case anyone's listening. Casino night, when is that? Thursday, I believe?
I have not looked at the list of activities. I haven't been keeping up.
I mean, the calendar of events will do you well, but I always just lose track, so I like to recount. Recount.
You recount your recap.
Nice. That was
true. Not only is it redundant,
but it's meaningless. That'd be a good tagline for the show, actually. Not only is it redundant. All right.
We do have pretty distinct themes. You know, we got wordplay, planes, marks.
Planes always rear their ugly heads throughout the conversation.
They're horrific, metallic.
Yeah, they're fail-safe
written. Demon, yeah.
All right, so I'm okay cutting it a little short today. It's 4:57. I'm tired. I want food and I want coffee.
It's also gotten much darker than I anticipated.
Yeah, and that'll it's funny.
Getting to those hours, you know.
We only have 3 weeks left.
Yeah.
Really?
Scary. Because I'm going to Japan soon. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
But like,
next time for
your all the details of Japan of the
Yeah, I'm probably going to forget. not to talk about it, but that I'm going.
Right. Yeah, I don't really count next week, and then after that, once we're back from Thanksgiving, it's 2 weeks until classes are over. Yeah, so we've got three more episodes. We will be here next week.
That's the perk of being on Monday.
Being on Monday. And then 2 weeks after that, so tune in next week, Monday, 4 to 5, same mocha, same gumbo. We will probably have some sort of, probably keep it acoustic. I'm feeling going back to the Gregory.
Yeah, ooh, I'm liking folk again.
Yeah, I could go for some of that, especially this time of year. But you are...
Let me do it. Come on.
You had the opening.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Mocha Gumbo.
And you were James Have My Cake and Eat It Too Nigro, and I was Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin, come in 15 minutes after each.
Nice, nice.
Remember to seize the means of production, everyone.
All right. Have a great week. Enjoy Rivalry, and we will see you next Monday.
We love you.